Hi, dictation for Christine Wilkinson, Christine Wilkinson, date of birth 1/22/68. It was recorded 11/22. It is actually 01/22/68. Date of services 12/28/2023. Date of accident is October 23, 2023. Miss Wilkinson was involved in automobile accident on 10/23/2023 when she was hit on her driver's side in a T-bone fashion. She was a restrained driver at the time. This caused damage to the car, to the both the doors on the driver's side, tire, axle, etc. Car was totaled. It caused her a head injury with headaches to the left temple, loss of balance, buzzing in the ear, confusion, and pain syndrome in the neck, lower back, and left hip and both knees. The patient has been undergoing physical therapy and a conservative treatment. She has reported initially some radiation of pain and numbness and tingling to the left arm up to the elbow and before it was affecting all the fingers, and also in the left leg affecting the front of the thigh. She reports going up and down is painful, especially with the pain in the knee area. And she reports that physical therapy is helping a lot, massage is helping a lot, and she's improving. She reports a 50% improvement in her symptoms. Pain is from 5 to 6. ADLs are affected 6. Please review the chart for the ADLs for the system review. Now she reports her headaches are mostly occipital in the back of the head and also frontal. She reports minimal pain in the neck and mid-back now, mostly the lumbar spine and left hip and the tailbone area. Please review the chart for the additional history for substance abuse compliance histories. In the physical examination, the blood pressure remains as follows. Blood pressure 129 over 101, pulse 98, pulse oxygen 100. Rest of the exam is still the same from previous visit, dated November 30th, 2023, dictation number 0115-080. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue all the medications, which include Mobic 7.5 mg twice a day, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Mobic is for healing and anti-inflammatory effect. Orpram is provided for pain relief, 50 mg, 50 tablet, 1 or 2 PRN. Xanax is provided, 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety, panic, and depression. Zoloft is provided, 50 mg twice a day for anxiety, panic, and depression. Neurontin is provided, 600 mg twice a day for the nerve healing and neuropathy pain and headaches. Lidocaine ointment is for topical pain relief. In addition, patient is provided back brace, neck brace, tense unit chain, which she is using. She is also provided knee brace that she is using. Counseling has been ordered. An MRI of the lumbar spine is being ordered without contrast. MRI of the left hip is being ordered without contrast. MRI of the brain with neuroquant with SWI is being ordered. On examination of the left hip, please mention that there was no positive finding except some greater placental tenderness. Most likely there is a bursitis rather than fracture or anything inside the left hip joint. Patient is able to walk with a slightly antalgic gait and slight limping. The patient is also referred to psychiatry today for her ongoing depression, anxiety, and panic. Regarding the therapy, she is being ordered 3 times physical therapy to the affected area, especially the lower back, left hip, left sacroiliac joint with traction and massage. She's also ordered to work on a light duty job, okay to drive to the doctors, 7 hours, like 6 days, 10 pounds. I think the disability was updated at the request of the patient. She is now fully disabled for work and hospital replacement and transportation is ordered. That was redone. Thank you. Patient will be seen after the MRIs are done. Thank you.